Welcome! Today we're heading to Italy's Dolomites, where pale limestone towers rise above meadows, forests, and compact mountain villages. This is not a place to conquer in a frantic loop. It is a landscape that becomes more generous when you give it time. I'll share a gentle way to plan a first visit. Choose a base, take accessible walks seriously, eat locally, and let weather and mountain rhythm shape the day. Arrival can feel theatrical. A valley road bends past green slopes. Then suddenly the peaks appear jagged, pale, and almost improbably close. In clear evening light, they often seem to change color from gray to warm rose. The Dolomites cover a wide area across northeastern Italy, so the first practical decision is also the most calming. Do not try to see everything. Pick one or two connected valleys and allow the landscape to become familiar. That choice changes the trip. Instead of repeatedly packing, parking, and chasing viewpoints, you can notice the small things. Church bells in a village, cows in high pastures, and the quiet after-day visitors have gone. Val Gardena is a welcoming first base, with villages such as Ortesai and easy access to broad mountain scenery. Nearby Alpe di Siusia offers open meadows framed by dramatic summits, a setting that feels expansive without demanding an extreme expedition. Cortina d'Ampezzo has a livelier alpine town feel and sits close to several striking valleys. It can work well if you like cafes and a more animated evening, but the same rule applies. Let one beautiful view be enough for a day. A famous lake or pass can be memorable, of course, but I would balance those headline stops with a village walk, a terrace lunch, or a quieter side path. The Dolomites are strongest as an atmosphere, not a collection of proof or their photographs. For a short trip, make your first day intentionally modest. Settle into your village, learn where the trail information is, and take a local walk or lift-assisted viewpoint if conditions suit. Finish with an unhurried meal rather than another drive. On your first full day, choose an accessible hike appropriate to your experience and the forecast. Good footwear, water, layers, and a map still matter on a popular path. Mountain weather can turn a simple outing into a poor choice surprisingly quickly. The next day, visit a second valley or village at a relaxed pace. Perhaps pair a short walk with a scenic stop, then leave time to linger over coffee or simply watch the light move across the rock faces. And build in a spare pocket of time. If clouds settle in, switch the plan rather than fighting the mountain. A slower village day, a museum, or a long lunch can be the right decision and often becomes a favorite memory. Food here reflects both Italian and Alpine traditions. Look for kinderli, the bread dumplings often served in broth or with rich sauces, speck, mountain cheeses, and hearty dishes that make sense after a cool walk. In South Tyrol, apple-based desserts are another comforting finish. There is no single best season. Summer suits many hikers and high elevation walks, though popular areas can feel busy. Winter is for snow sports and a different village atmosphere. Late spring and early autumn can be rewarding for travelers who prefer quieter trails and a gentler pace. Shoulder seasons do require flexibility. Some lifts, huts, and services may operate differently, and snow can linger at higher elevations. Check local guidance close to your visit, then choose routes that match the conditions rather than an idealized itinerary. Plan connections before arriving, especially between valleys. Trains, buses, and local shuttles can reduce the pressure of driving on narrow mountain roads, while a car may be useful in less connected areas. Whatever you choose, avoid unnecessary back-and-forth journeys. Treat paths and villages as shared homes, not scenery sets. Stay on marked trails, take every bit of waste with you, respect closures and weather warnings, and keep noise low. Buy a meal, supplies, or guiding services locally when you can. The useful takeaway is simple. Base yourself in a village. Plan fewer places, and leave room for the mountains to set the pace. That makes a Dolomites trip both more enjoyable and more considerate. Thanks for listening, and safe travels!